bring by those reins.
We're on Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Yeah, we're up to the two dots. We left off discussing the halacha. We discussed the difference between a chola, a margil, a chola, someone who's sick by oinus. And we gave the example, the Gemara gave the example of a pitcher in which Rav Nachman put out for his Talmidim.
It was broken, it was fixed.
Right. And we saw the Rashi, that the peculiar Gemara, actually, in the Dorm, it says, Stam Tamni Chachamim Choylim Heim. Right? So therefore, that's the reason why he was able to put his Tamni Chachamim under the same umbrella as a Choylim. So anyway, so now we're going to continue in the same theme over here. So we're in the middle of the Amud with the words Tan Rabbanan. So Tan Rabbanan, Bal Keri Shnosful of Tisha Kabin Mayim Tahar. And that's something which we've heard before in the question. As we saw, we know that Ezra, as we mentioned, was only Masakin Tefillah of Memsa. And the Chachamim Maskana we saw last time, the Rabbanan instituted this idea of Tisha Kabin.
The secret, because they didn't want everybody to know about it.
Right. And then there was the whole machlokas about an oin, someone who's a choyla.
Right.
But anyway, so the Gemara here begins by talking about the Balkari. If you put it upon yourself, Tisha Kabin Mayim, then you are Tahar. So, B'medemar Mamurim, when do we say that in fact all you need is Tisha Kabin and that's sufficient? L'atzmo, yourself. Of lacherim, but for others are boyim sa. What does that mean? Pouring the water on yourself as opposed to pouring it on someone else. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says like this: laatzmo means toward the top, kind of like eight lines from the top. Laatzmo is laasuk b'tar laatzmo. You see the Rashi?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's on the.
Yes.
Yeah, it's about the ninth line from the top. Laatzmo is laasuk b'tar laatzmo. Which means?
To learn for yourself.
Right. If you're just going to be sitting in front of a chumash or whatever, and you're going to learn by yourself, so that we're lenient, right, and we allow tisha kabin. Abul limud lacherim memso. When it comes to you not only learning, but you're actually going to be instructing, teaching, when it comes to teaching, we don't cut corners. When it comes to teaching, we do everything perfectly.
Right, yeah.
And therefore we need our boy himself. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, so Rabbi Yehuda says, Mem sa mikol mako, back in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, you need 40 sa mikol mako, in all places. So what does that mean, mikol mako? So Rashi
that
says,
you're learning for yourself.
Apparently that's what it means. So let's see how Rashi says it. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Mem sa mikol mako, Mem sa sh'amru, that which we said, that you require Mem sa, b'chol inyin, shehein, will come in the farshon. The truth is, we don't really know exactly what that means at this moment, but the Gemara is going to explain it shortly. But it sounds, based on just the simple reading, it's talking about even
if you're going to learn for yourself.
Even for yourself, right? That's what one would think. But for some reason, Rashi doesn't feel that that's necessarily the correct shot, maybe because he knows what the Gemara is going to be saying soon. Okay. So that's the first thought of the Gemara. So, that was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Memson, Mikol Malkom, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi. That's one group. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. And then you have another group, another pair. Chad Mahai Zuga, Vachad Mahai Zuga. That one was from this group, and the other was from this pair. Aresha spoke upon the Resha, on the first part. What does that mean? So like this. Chad Oimer, one said, Hadi Amrit v'medibar mun l'atzma. That what you said, that when you allow Tisha Kabin is la'atzmos for pouring upon yourself. It's for yourself to learn Torah afterwards. Av l'acher memsa. And that which you said, that for teaching Torah to others that you required memsa, even that I have a stipulation. Lo shan, we do not say this, el l'choyla hamargil. Only for a chola, someone who is sick, who is Hamargil, which as
regularly
said,
is sick.
Hamargil, if you remember in the Rashi on the previous Amud on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, the second to last Rashi on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph says, what is Hamargil? Mamshich es hakeri ulav shamish mikasai. It means that the Balkari, he became a Balkari through having Tashmish with his spouse. And that's what it means, Chol HaMaryo. So the only time that this whole principle applies, that Tisha Kavan is sufficient by learning yourself, and you require Mem Sa, is only when it comes to Chol HaMaryo. Avol, however, says the Gemara L'Chol Onso, if it's something which came about by itself, Tisha Kavan. You always only need Tisha Kavan.
Even to teach other people.
Even to teach other people. B'chadayimer, and another says, Kol l'acher, afil choyel anso, ad d'ika memso. So the other one says that even when it comes to teaching others, even if you happen to be a choyel anso, you cannot do so ad ika memso, until there is 40 sa, which means the machlokis, according to this side, a little confusing,
is on an onus.
Is on an onus, a whole onso, whether or not they need to go to the mikvah. Or is Tisha Kavan sufficient in the event that they are teaching Torah to others? They all agree. They're not, this pair is agreeing to the statement that there's a difference between by your teaching Torah, learning Torah yourself and teaching to others. But that principle, they felt, was only, according to one opinion, was only said by a Chol HaMaryo. But when it comes to Chol Onso, in that situation, you need a Tisha Kavan is sufficient. The other one says, no, you still need, you need Arbaim So. Okay, so that's, again, taking the first thing from the two dots, and then there's a machlokus as to how to interpret what that means. That was one pair disputing the idea of a Chol Onso, as you said. The Chad Mahai Zuga. And remember, we mentioned those four Rabbanim, so we had two and then two. So the other pair dispute on the Seifa. Right? The Chad Mahai Zuga, the Chad Mahai Zuga, a Seifa. What is the Seifa? So the latter part that we said was an argument which was brought down by Rabbi Yehuda. What was that? What does it mean, mem sa mikol makom? So the simple pshat, as we thought it meant, was that you always need to go to the mikvah, even if you are
onus.
The way that you originally said it.
That if you're teaching yourself also, you have
right, exactly. That's what it sounds like. But we're going to see that it's possible that that's not necessarily how the words mikol makom are interpreted. So what does it mean? And that's the reason now we'll see, that's why the Rashi couldn't explain it, because it splits into two different thoughts, as we're now going to see. When Rabbi Yehuda said you always need to go to the mikvah, lo shanu el bekarka, that's only when we're referring to the ground. Avol bekelim lo, but when it comes to vessels, then you do not need memsa. The other one says, "Afil b'kelim nami." Even when it comes to in vessels, you will also need to go into the mikvah of mem so is still required. So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, "What's this talking about? Karka and kelim? What's going on over here?" So Rashi says like this: "Chad omer, chad mahay zugu, chad mahay zugu." So Rashi says, Lo tema. Don't say, Mikol Makom de Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda says that you always need to go into the mikvah, this lakshuri b'keli asa, de'in kosher elo memsa, de'in kosher memsa b'karka. Lo kamon boy in kin, my Mikol Makom. In other words, he's perhaps saying that the only time a mikvah, especially teaching the laws of mikvot, that you need to be able to have the mikvah bikarka in the ground, and not bikeli, not that it has to be something which is not
you
created.
You can't pour 40 saw on your head, basically, is what it's saying. There's not a big enough vest, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that certainly is true. The idea also is that the mikveh actually has to be bikarka, has to be like part into the ground. It's not that it can be like in some type of a keli, into some type of a tub or something like that. That's, and there's actually hilchos mikvos that it has to actually be kaveh bikarka. There's a whole specific halachos how it's supposed to be created. But nonetheless, v'chadar mafil v'keilnam. So continues the Gemara. Bishlam olamad yar mafil v'keilim. I can understand the one who says the meaning of Rabbi Yehuda. We're back in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda said that it's a filu v'keilim, that the mikvah could even be with a vessel. So hainei tani Rabbi Yehuda amar mem sa mikol makom. That opinion makes sense. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's the simple words Rabbi Yehuda are that you all mikol makom in all times. Mikol makom sounds like you can't exclude anything. You can't say sometimes this and sometimes that. Mikol makom implies just
everywhere.
By the
room,
in all circumstances, right? Everywhere. So, however, we understand this machlokus about the karka, the keli, what exactly this means. Nonetheless, the one could ask simply, how could they argue on the words of Rabbi Yehuda that says mikol makom? Obviously, if he says the words already mikol makom, it must be coming to include everything, even kalin. Says the Gemara, el madiyam rebekark in bekalin loy. But according to the opinion that says that the mikvah could only be with the kark into the ground, but not kalin, so mikol makom asfimai. How could he mention mikol makom? Mikol makom sounds like it's including things. So why is he excluding things? Now, it must be that according to this opinion, he's no choice but to say the words mikol makom must be coming to include something. Vesui mayim shuav. So coming to include drawn water. Now, what is this referring to?
Well, you have two things. A mikvah is gathered water, and it shows you the water from a pipe or whatever it is, right?
So, what he's saying is that the Baal Keri is allowed
to use Mayim Shuvim.
Right. So it does not have the same halachos as necessarily as a mikvah, right? We're more lenient when it comes to the Baal Keri.
You know, a lot of men use a swimming pool, so, that's drawn water.
Right. That's right. Okay. So That's this idea. Rav Papa Rav Huna Bered of Yeshua, first medium says line, Rav Bered of Shmuel, Krichu Rifta Bahadi Adadi. They were preparing and made a nice little meal. They were wrapping, had some bread. They broke bread. They were eating. Amar Rav Papa, Havu Didi Livrach. Give to me, apparently they ate, and that was then Mezumin. Right, we saw who was there. There was Rav Papa, Rav Huna, and Rava. So there was, they had a mezumin. There was three people there. So the question is, when you have three heavy hitters like them, who leads the mezumin? So they were trying to figure out who was more worthy to go to the to lead the mezumin to bench. Right. So Rav Papa said, "Havli lididi livroich. You should give me the ability to lead the benching. After all, the Nafal Elihu Tisha Kavod. I'm such a machmir. I was a Baal Keri. Obviously, you know, they don't keep secrets from one another. I was a Baal Keri, but you should know, I was machbid to put upon myself Tisha Kavod. So, apparently I should be the one that should bench, because I'm taught. So, Amulhu Rava Bar Shmuel. So, Rava said, what are you talking about? That's not enough. Tanina, we learned the medibar memorial atzmai, babalocher memsa. Now, it's an interesting language because this we really were talking about learning and teaching Torah to other people.
Benching,
right? I guess still the concept of benching is also if you're leading the benching, it's lacherim. So you're benching on behalf of others. But that's the that certainly is questionable among the Mefarshim if that's the same thing. But nonetheless, this is what he says. You can't. That's not enough. Tisha Kavim. Latsumo is fine. You could learn yourself. You can bench yourself. But you can't do something in which you're leading for others. Ella, Sarapapa said, Sensei just slugged you up. I should be the one that benches. I should be the one that leads the benching. Now, I have to tell you, I was a ball carry. But I didn't do this Tishikamen leniency over here. Nafalaihu Arboim Sa. I took upon myself the halacha of Arboim Sa. After all, I knew that if there was a chance that I would be teaching Torah, if there was a chance that I'd need to bench, lead the benching, I wanted to make sure that I had Arboim Sa. So therefore, clearly, I am the best candidate to lead the benching. And then, in a most humorous manner, the Gemara concludes and says, Omar Abuna, no, you guys are both not good. I did not have upon myself not Tisha Kaban, and I did not have upon myself the Arboim Sa. So why is he such a such a great guy? It's because he was never Balkari. Which is an interesting vort that apparently, I guess you can kind of homiletically learn out from here, it's better to never have become Tomei and now be Tahar. It's always better to remain Tahar, right? It's a portion of vort. You can compare it to human in life. Better that you didn't make a mistake and then now you're fine. Better that you never made that mistake to begin with, even though there was a tshuva involved and everything. Better that you're always Tahar. And that's what Rav Huna said, that I am, in fact, the best candidate because I did not have to bring myself to not teach a kamar or blame yourself. Okay. Loihai. Rav Chama tovil bimala yoyma de pischa. So Rav Chama, he would be tovil. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Tavil uberach rogel hoyalaseis kain. Dehavili limoy dacher. He felt on the Mali Yom de Kippura, the Pischa, that on Erev Pesach, that he was going to be needing to teach Torah. He's going to be teaching different things to people on Pesach. Therefore, he felt compelled to make sure that he was tovil in the mikvah before Pesach. Lehoitzi Rabim, continues the Gemara, Lehoitzi Rabim Yedei Chovasin, in order to be mighty there. Veleis Hilchas HaKavasin, the Gemara says the halacha is not like that. But in Rashi, Rashi says, Veleis Hilchas HaKavasin, Dechi Hechi Dele Atzmo Benesina, just like we said, for yourself, it's sufficient. Lachem Nami Benesina. It's also enough just to put the mems, the Tisha Kaban on you, right? That's what it means. That's what the halacha is, how the Gemara concludes. That just like teaching Torah to others, learning Torah yourself, the same thing you only need Tisha Kaban. Inami concludes Rashi, the Kaimon Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Who's Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra? Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra is the one who is of the opinion that said that Ein Divri Torah Mikabel Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said you do not need to go to the mikveh, you don't need Tisha Kaban, and therefore that's what the halacha is. That's what, at least what the Gemara says, according to the second Shana Rashi, that's what it means. Alright, let's just see the Mishnah and then we'll stop. And then we'll remind ourselves of this Mishnah next time. The Mishnah says, so, you're about to daven, whatever, and here you are, we already learned certain things you're not allowed, you know, to learn. Should you learn? Should you daven? And you're standing, and you're in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, you're davening the Midah, and now all of a sudden it dawns upon you, you forgot, but now you remember in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei that you're a Baal Keri. So I have two options. I can continue, stop, or I can just stop. So the Mishnah says, no, don't stop. Lo yasa. Don't stop. El yikatsir. But rather you should
shorten it.
So, really this is discussed more in the fourth parak in Brachos. There's two different types of shortenings, which we'll discuss in a second. Let's see how Rashi explains this. Rashi says, lo yasik, tfilasu lagamri, don't stop your davening completely. Eliyakatzer, abbreviate kol bracho bracha, be'omer kol brachos bekoitzer, and say all of your brachos shortened. This is not the same thing, apparently, as tefillos havineinu. There's a concept of tefillos havineinu in which you have the three brachos in the beginning are the same, the three brachos at the end are the same, and then there's this one paragraph that has all 13 paragraphs crunched into one, which we're going to see. So you're supposed to make it shorter. Okay. Let's just continue with this Mishnah. Yarad litvoil. So you went down, this is another case in the Mishnah. You went down in a mikvah and you're about to immerse yourself. So im yachol alois, if you could get up, l'schasois, and cover yourself, v'likrois, and to read the Kriya Shema, ad shlo tehenei tzachama, before the sun rises, yalei, you should get up, v'schasa v'yikun, you should do so. V'im lav, but if not, if you're going to miss saying Kriya Shema by netzachama, then yiskasa b'mayim, you should cover yourself up in the water, v'yikra, and read. Now, what does that mean? We're going to see covering yourself up in water means nothing. But before we explain that in a second, because the fact that you can, if it's clear water, it's not considered to be a separation between your heart and the Erava. This is what this whole Gemara is going to talk about, which we'll see probably next week. But first of all, it does. We know that the last time to say Kriya Shema is not Netzachama, Baruch Hashem. So the last time you can say Kriya Shema is the third hour of the day. But this is referring dafka to those who are vasikin. The Gemara is going to talk about these are people that are extremely strict, that they always said the Shema at the best time. So that's what this Mishnah is talking about. So if you can't get out of the mikvah, and you're going to end up missing the time that you always say the Kriya Shema, then you should allow the waters to cover you and read it. So that's what how the Mishnah explains. Voyis kasalo b'mayim haro'im. You cannot allow yourself to be covered up with, if the mikvah is filled with bad waters, which after an Erev Shabbos usually is, vo b'mei hamishra, and not with water which was soaked with flax, ad shiyatol asaychen mayim, until more water is in it. And then the Mishnah says one last thought, which is completely independent, and this is really a little bit more graphic, the next few blots, the Gemara, V'kama yarchik mehen u'min hasaya. How much should you distance yourself from them and from bodily waste? Dalad amos. So we're going to talk about all these different things. You have to make sure you're davening in a clean place. Yes. So we'll discuss that next time. It's just a little bit of a taste. Have a good day.